KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon and welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with our general manager and father of five, something we share in common, Chip Lusko. Chip, we had a blast this weekend.
Really did. Quite a weekend at Isotopes.
The Freedom Celebration. Mm. And I mean, I have to tell you, I didn't get out there Friday, but Battle Drums and Josh Baldwin, absolutely awesome. I loved listening to them. And when Josh Baldwin started singing Stand in Your Love, I mean, the whole place was just mesmerized right into it. Ryan Stevenson, of course, Eye of the Storm, great. And I'm not a hip-hop guy. And
really?
My daughter Emily would make fun of me because she thinks, oh, Dad, you're just this old guy. But I'll tell you this. I started walking around with my friend Linda around the stadium when Gavi was up, and we were kind of looking at him from the side. And all, what an entertainer. What a minister of the gospel. What magnificent energy he has out there. And I'll tell you what. I know kids are getting saved because of that man's ministry. Yep. Awesome job.
He was electric, that's for sure.
I didn't one of the things that I can't remember the exact quote that he has in one of his songs, but he basically says there's nothing you can face that's bigger than God. Mm. And a guy like Gavi, all his music and everything he does is massive. It's huge, it's loud, it's accentuated. And that's how he sees our God. Yep. He's just so I was really touched by that, and it was fantastic.
I thought Jordan Felice really lit it up. You know, it's not easy being an entertainer and being at second base.
Yes.
And you're, you know, 40 yards or so from your nearest person, and that's really an orthodox for an entertainer. Normally you're surrounded by people, you know, right off the stage. So it's really a gift to be able to light up a whole stadium as they did.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Skip at all. Of course, he's deep in thought and prayer about what he's going to share. And tell me how his reaction is after he's done preaching. Is he full of energy and he's laughing?
He's busy being Skip. We were in the dugout afterwards, and he does, you know, he prepares to the maximum. So he's just smooth and relaxed, and he's goofing around, but he never misses a beat. I mean, you know, Skip is just a workhorse in the pulpit.
Well, when you say there's nobody that prepares more, that's absolutely
that's
true. I mean, I was in a pastor's class with Skip now, 1985, which was one of the first classes he had. And it was just a blessing to just see all the tools, has every book known to humankind that has to do with Christianity. And he reads them. That's the great thing.
He does.
And I know now he's all involved with Logos and every kind of technology that's available now for Bible study. So Skip is what a blessing. I know it was nice to see Dustin Woodward out having prayer and leading us in prayer. What a great church Copper Point has, and their support of the event was tremendous. And we just hope that a lot of people came to faith. And if you're listening to this show and you have anything at all you want to say about it, please feel free to do that. Give us a call.
Sure. 338-5790, if I'm not mistaken. And there you go. I think that it's becoming more of a community event, which is what we intended. We didn't take an offering. It was a free event, obviously. And we're just trying to make that a gift to the city of Albuquerque each year, kind of a touch point, a flash point of evangelism. People can know they're not going to be, proselytize for any one church, and they're not going to be hit up for money. They can feel comfortable bringing neighbors and people who might be seekers or might be unchurched or de-churched or whatever they might be, and they're going to hear the straight gospel. Judgment with Skip gives the unvarnished gospel in a very smooth package. He does his, as we talk about, as John MacArthur taught us, he puts his butt in the chair, and it shows up in the pulpit, and that's what we have to do. You know, it's inspiration and perspiration together. Both things have to happen. And so we hope that next year's event will be even bigger. It's our fourth year of doing it, Jim. It's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of work for our staff. The hard costs are significant. The soft costs are significant. And we make it right after Easter. We just go right into Freedom Celebration mode around here. And you just don't talk to anybody about anything else because it's a huge event.
Well, Chip, you mentioned that you want all churches involved, and you've really done that. The Easter celebration is very similar to that. Mm-hmm. A lot of the churches around town come in, and we worship together. Do have to make a couple of recommendations that I hope you'll carry on to the powers that be around mm-hmm. here. So I mentioned Josh Baldwin, and he started with Stand in Your Love, and it was really a blessing. And then all of a sudden, a guy comes in next to me, and he has a hamburger. And he sits down and he's worshiping with one. He's raising one hand and he's munching on a hamburger with the left hand. Right. Pretty interesting kind of worship. I just had a blast. It was so fun. I couldn't even explain how fun it was. We just had a great time.
It was really a good night. Both nights were good. I was there, of course, both nights. And then the fireworks have become a kind of an institution. And it's not some. It's a good fireworks show.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That's pretty impressive.
And that's not cheap.
No, it's not. I know that to be true. And it was really inspiring for me. You know, we need to be realize we're coming up on the 4th of July, and it really doesn't matter what day you celebrate or how you celebrate, but we need to acknowledge, and we did, those who have served in the military and the police force and first responders, and that's crucial. But it was a really inspiring time. The music bed was really, I guess Summer put it together. I asked her, who did that? It was fantastic, you know, the music. And so it was a great night all in all. But at the end of the day, we saw some, I think, 1,400 people respond to the gospel invitation. And that's really, you know, the point of it all. We want to have a great time at the church, celebrate and come together, but we want to see people come to Christ.
And I want to encourage you, if one of your friends went up, and was praying to receive Christ and just was broken at that time, you need to do everything you can do to encourage them. Get them involved in fellowship. Call them up. Do everything you can possibly do to encourage their faith and to plug them into fellowship. Because if you're an island out there, it's difficult.
True. We're both a believer in media and Christian media, Jim. But everything all the surveys and research we hear about is that a huge percentage of people only come because they're invited. I mean, they may hear about it on the radio. That may lower their defenses and let them know about the event, but it comes from personal invitations. And that's really lifestyle evangelism.
Yes, absolutely. And you've already mentioned there's no manipulation.
Right.
It's a straight, fun time hearing about the gospel. It's nobody manipulating you for money or anything like that. It's just a straight, loving, fun experience. So we hope in future years everybody will bring somebody out there and see it. So we're going to take a break. We're going to summarize just a couple more things about Freedom Celebration, and then we're going to talk about Sojourn. So stick with us here on KNKT. You're with ABQ Connect.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things a little differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Attention senior high and college students. You're taking the leap of your lifetime, and you need to be prepared. Mark Sunday, June 30th on your calendar, and do not miss Sojourn. Here's the deal. It's free, but the info is priceless. The speakers include Ben Corson.
We are the most depressed generation ever. The suicide rate has increased by 25%. We are living in a crisis, and I believe that we were born for such a time as this.
And Sojourn looks at the critical issue of keeping your faith when you leave the nest with Dominic Dunn, author of When Faith Fails.
There is a difference between doubt and unbelief. Doubt can lead you, if you know how to respond to it, into a deeper, more authentic form of faith.
Sojourn at Calvary Church on Osuna, 4 to 8 p.m., Sunday, June 30th. Did we mention it's free? There's going to be some hang time, a DJ, food trucks, and most of all, prep for what you'll face in the fall. Check it out online at calvarynm.church.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. This is Jim Williams with General Manager Chip Lusko, and we're kind of going over Freedom Fest, and we want to hear from you if you went out to the event this weekend and you have something to share about your experience. Love for you to call us at 505-338-5790. Chip and I were both out there. Chip, both nights. I was out Saturday, and I enjoyed it thoroughly.
You know, what I was impressed by, Jim, is it's a rowdy crowd, and they're dancing, as you say, to Tagavi and whatnot. But, boy, when Skip got in the pulpit, you could hear a pin drop in that place. I mean, people were listening to the gospel. That's kind of cool.
Well, they were not just listening, Chip. The whole worship experience just continued because Skip would make a point, and I heard the Pentecostal portion of the crowd saying, Amen. Right. You know, glory, praise the Lord. All of those things to me were just very special. It was really, really an interesting experience because you're bringing so many different Christians together from different churches all over the city. All of us come from different cultures. All of us have a different life experience, but Jesus is Lord to all of us.
Well, I like also this year we had Love Week prior to it. So we were out with a lot of different Christians all over the city expressing, you know, our love for our city and for those in need and picking up and cleaning up. We've done that in the past, but it really picked up momentum this year. A lot more involvement by more churches, and the mayor kind of gave his blessing to it. In fact, he came out Friday night and spoke and addressed the crowd. That was great. And so we're hoping that in years to come, this really becomes an institution that really grows and has momentum, has an impact on our city.
I know a lot of the Love Week volunteers were volunteering at the senior games, which is a huge event here in Albuquerque this
year. You had Steve McKee, right?
I did.
Did he have gold medals on? Did he have him? He won a bunch of swimming deals?
I did not see any awards, and he's probably just being humble, not showing us any of that stuff.
Right. Well, so that was Freedom Celebration in the books, number four in a row. And we hope people, if you're a church leader, a pastor involved in your church, consider coming alongside next year and being involved, letting your people know about it. As you say, Copper Point helped. We'll talk about Sojourn now, which comes up this Sunday. I'll give you the concept behind that, Jim. But we have one of the pastors from Sagebrush co-hosting that event, along with our youth pastor, Cody Byrne. And Sojourn is a first year event. I'll tell you where it came from, because you've probably heard the research and the documentation that so many millennials and so many kids go to college from church homes, Christian homes and churches, and don't return. And their faith fails in college or even in high school when they're challenged or their morality is really compromised. And I think we should be obviously opening to prodigals and having ways to engage them and give them apologetics and lure them back to the faith. But I also thought, well, wait a minute. Why don't we try not to lose them in the first place? Then we prepare them for what's going to come. And that's the idea of Sojourn, Jim, that we're going to be talking very bluntly about the challenges they're going to face this fall as their life takes a leap.
And Chip, I wasn't joking when I introduced you as a father of five. Right. I am a father of five. Yeah. We've both had this experience. Mm-hmm. My youngest two daughters are in college right now. There's kind of the standard objections, but now in some ways it's become more malicious. People just come right after Christians.
Yeah.
And the persecution of the church seems to start being evident even in our country.
No question about it. And it's intentional. And we've lost the college campuses for the most part as far as the culture war goes. I mean, we've lost them morally. We've lost them intellectually. We've lost them socially. I mean, most of the great Ivy League colleges were founded, Jim, as Christian institutions.
Yes.
If you read their charters, you read Harvard, you read what they were meant to be, it's laughable.
Yes.
And they become so, I mean, liberal's not even the word. It's progressive to the maximum. And Christianity is in a hostile environment. I think I heard Ravi Zacharias say the other day that, you know, Christianity, perhaps it was somebody else, he said Christianity used to be played in America as a home game. In other words, the audience cheered us on, wanted us to win. We had the advantage of being on the home court. Now every game's an away game. They want us to fail. They're looking for every possible defect in our game plan. And so that's what we have to face right now. We're on a road game pretty much permanently now in America.
Well, we have some tremendous speakers, which we're going to talk right. about when we come back from the break, but I'll introduce them right now. Ben Corson.
Right.
He, of course, founded, he's the author of Off to Misfit, which is a very interesting book because right. he's the son of a very famous Calvary right. Chapel pastor, yeah. John Corson, and a little bit rebellious. And yet he found himself finding that he appreciates everything with a childlike wonder is one of the quotes that he has. Mm-hmm. Even as a grown man now, he has that kind of perspective. And then Dominic Dunn, he's the pastor of Westside Church in Portland, Oregon, and he has a new book out called When Faith Fails, mm-hmm. and that really is largely what the Sojourn presentation is going to be about. So if you're the parent of a child and they're in college, or if you're a young person getting ready to go to college and you want to have some preparation to, right.
or going through the senior years of high school, yes. you're going into the 10th, 11th, 12th grade, they also are facing, increasingly, it's coming down in age where they're facing moral challenges. So we're going to be talked very bluntly. And the idea is get your doubts out now. Now, we're not going to do it in one day. We're not going to solve all these issues. We're going to start the conversation. We're going to give them some resources, Jim.
And it's you giving them permission to ask questions, which sometimes Christians don't think they can do that. God is all about communicating to us. So more about Sojourn when we come back. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with Chip Lusko. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage. And we are your true locally owned and operated VA mortgage broker. As a broker, we have helped many veterans get into homes with little or no money out of pocket. This is done by lender credits. It works like this. Our rate is consistently 0.25% to 0.75% lower than other lenders in New Mexico. If we just match the rate of other lenders, we won't keep the profit on the higher rate. We turn that money over to the veteran. These lender credits can save the veteran thousands of dollars in closing costs. There is no reason lenders should be charging such high rates on VA loans. So I encourage all veterans looking to purchase or refinance to shop that mortgage around. Don't take a higher rate if you don't need to. And if you do, let us pay your closing costs. Call Indigo Mortgage at 836-5700. That's 836-5700 or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 188-34.
Hi, this is Carrie Jobe, and here's a special word from an incredible pastor in my life, Pastor Robert Morris.
I've been asking the Lord for a couple of years, what do you want me to do? And this sabbatical, he answered me. You know what he said to me? He said, son, you've confused goals with purpose. And yes, you've reached some goals, but your purpose is the same. And now you need to ask me what the next goals are. And he gave me three goals. Number one is preaching and teaching God's word. Two, inspiring pastors and leaders. And three, mentoring the next generation. Now, here's what I want to tell you. I wrote these down. I heard from the Lord. I'm excited. I'm passionate. But I can't write your purpose down for you. And I can't tell you what it is. God has a specific answer to the question, why am I here, God? He has a specific answer, but he's the only one that can give it to you.
For more worship in the Word, visit PastorRobert.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams in the KNKT studios today with our general manager, Chip Lusko. Chip has been running radio stations across this country for many years and really ministering to thousands, if not millions of people. Chip, what a challenge to manage the ever-changing media that we see every day.
Well, I was curious. I was listening to Robert Morris, Pastor Morris, talking about finding your purpose, discovering your destiny. And I was fortunate to have done that because, to me, it's not work. I've been coming to this office since 1991. I look forward to it every day, Jim. I mean, it's not like, oh, I got to go to work. It's like, I get to go to work. And it's exciting to be able to do things. What better than to liberate the word of God and let God superintend it and have it not come back void? I mean, that's my life verse, and that's what we do here.
Well, and you did a very good job, obviously, of encouraging your children when they were in high school. Of course, your son is maybe more well-known than many
pastors. Hey, wait a
pastors.
Minute. Okay.
Levi, of course. Levi Lusko,
he's
a great preacher and teacher, and God's just ministering. And I know your other kids have done very well as well. Yeah. not quite as out front as
Levi. I'm not done yet. I'm not through.
Levi's not a shy guy, and I don't think his dad is either.
No, it's an honor to have been their dad. It's been a challenge, rewarding. It's been the highest honor you can really have as a father, and it's also been, there's been heartbreak too. No doubt about that, Jim.
What do you think the biggest challenge is for a young person going into college? They live with their parents. Mm. They've been encouraged, even if their parents are not with them all the time. They still live with their parents. They're encouraged. All the bills are paid for. You go out to a college in California or some other state away from our home. What are young people faced with?
Well, let's rewind a minute, Jim. And I'm not going to be real popular when I say this. I'm not sure that model is really good for a Christian. I mean, I don't think the assumption that when you graduate from high school, you go away. I mean, look at the dynamic there. You're sending someone at 18, cutting them free for the first time in their life with hormones galore, putting them in a dorm room with three other strangers with who knows what their background might be. And now they're co-ed dorms. And now, I mean, it's such a setup for failure morally. Spiritually,
yes.
I mean anybody survives it with their purity intact is phenomenal to me. So you know, I never encouraged my kids to do. They all went to some kind of higher education, but I went through. You know, I went off to college. And I was like, really? I mean, no, I'm not. First of all, I'm not endorsing that. Second of all, I'm sure not paying for it because why would I pay for my kid to go off to that kind of an environment? So I know they have to get an education, but I'm not totally sold on that model.
Well, and I have to tell you, my five children all went to Christian school. Hmm. You know, kudos to Hope
right
here in Albuquerque.
Woof, woof, woof.
From kindergarten all the way through high school, great grades, all kinds of fun social things, sports. Hmm. And the education, I think, was tremendous. They all graduated with honors. My youngest daughter has just finished her first year in college as a nursing student. And I think that Hope kind of does it because they establish a work ethic. And at the same time, they're doing all this work. You know, you're learning reading, writing, and arithmetic, but you're also learning about Jesus, and you're having to answer some tough questions. So that encouragement. And then three of my children actually went to a Christian college. They went out to Point Loma in San Diego.
Nice.
Now, you would think, and this is not a criticism of the school. I think this is true anywhere you go, any college campus, but you're still going to be faced with questions of faith and things and misleading things that can take your child one way or the other. So Sojourn is all about preparing students for that.
Right.
And if you're young, high school student, and you can participate in this event this weekend, you're going to benefit from it.
Absolutely. I was talking to Ben today about it and talking about the message he's going to bring. And we're going to, again, be very blunt. And look, I don't want to deride the public college experience. I just think parents should probably, before they encourage kids to take part in it, go to the dorms and take a tour and see what the lifestyle is really like. Because I think they'd be shocked. I think I might even be shocked at this point by how long it's been for me. But yes. I just know, you know, so my kids did go to Bible colleges. They chose to do that. But I want to also give kudos to Hope, as you say, Jim. We moved here in 1991, and we have been going to Colorado Springs Christian School, which is really a fine institution up in Colorado. And I came down here and surveyed the schools. It was really important to me the kids didn't sacrifice, social life and athletic life for a Christian experience. I wanted them to have both, and they did. And Hope is really offers that. And my kids played sports and had all the high school experiences you should have socially without being deprived. But still, you know, there's less of a challenge at Point Loma by far, of course. And my daughter went to NIAC in New York, and a couple went up to the Bible colleges in California and in England. But still, there are challenges. I mean, even in the Christian environment, I mean, people tell you, think about it is, and this is my take on Christian schools. Look, at La Cueva, the dominant culture is un-Christian.
Yes.
It's not bad, but it's that's the dominant culture. So Christianity it's a counterculture. It's really a subculture at the La Cueva or any public school. It's just the way it is in America today.
Right.
You know, not necessarily, I'm not saying it's evil by any means, but you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
People who were trying to live pure and not partake in the party lifestyle were considered a subculture at a public school. Whereas at Hope, at least the dominant culture from the institution, the teaching and the vision and the mission of the school is Christian. So their kids partying at Hope and all the rest, but they're the subculture there. It's not the dominant culture.
Well, and Chip, there's some people in town that are doing some great ministry. Mm. You know, Young Life is still on campuses. Yes. Fellowship Christian Athletes has some things going on campus. YWAM's here. Had a great interview and going to have them back on the air. Dustin Woodward and his group over at Copper Point started working with the Highland Cluster a few years ago. And they started with things like buying football equipment and buying uniforms and being available to tutor kids. And it's grown to such a significant presence in the Albuquerque Public Schools that they did this without any catch. You know, there was no strings attached. They just went in and loved kids. Now, obviously, kids are coming to faith in the Lord because they're able to share with all their volunteers and things. And so upcoming on some future shows here on KNKT, you'll hear more about what's going on with Copper Point and their involvement with the Highland Cluster, which includes Van Buren Middle School. Well, we're going to be back and talk to you a little bit more about Sojourn. Go ahead.
Well, I want to circle back to your question, which I didn't really answer.
Okay.
What's the biggest challenge for kids going into college or the senior years of high school? And if you've chosen, you know, that avenue, fine. But I think, first of all, make sure their faith is as rock solid as possible. So, and if they have questions, that's our subtitle today on Sojourn. Get your faith out now. Get your doubt out now. Get your faith intact. Get your doubt out. Talk about it openly. If you have trouble with creation versus evolution, you're going to face it in biology in college. Believe me. I mean, 90% of the institutions won't even entertain, not even creationism, but intentional design. And so get the doubts out now and get them dealt with, and then make a commitment to purity. And those are the two big, you know, sweet spots. Make sure your faith is intact and you've made a commitment to purity.
Amen. We'll be back with more on ABQ Connect 2.0. Stay with us.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
The Bible isn't a textbook on personal finance, but it does offer wise principles for managing money. Here are two guidelines related to debt. First, all debts must be repaid. Psalm 37 says, "The wicked borrows and does not repay." If you borrow money, you have no alternative but to repay. Second principle, James chapter 4 warns us about presuming on the future. Debt, of course, presumes on the future unless you have a guaranteed way to repay. If you think you may have the ability to repay, but you're not certain because your circumstances could change, you've presumed upon the future. So be careful not to get overextended. Well, those are just two debt-related guidelines from Scripture. I'll have another tomorrow.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, has evolutionary science been useful to the world?
Chris, you'd be surprised. Evolutionists say that evolution undergirds all of biology, and yet no truly helpful discovery has come from evolution. It is true that many evolutionists have made amazing discoveries, but these are based on scientific observation of the way things are. How they originated is a different question. It seems to me that if evolution were really a theory of everything, as they claim, then it ought to be obvious. They shouldn't have to rely on silly evolutionary stories to make us believe it. Face it, evolution is unbelievable because it's simply not true. Most people are not gullible enough to think that a frog changed into a prince. Creation is a much better answer, and we learn that when we go back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect 2.0. Jim Williams in studio with General Manager Chip Lusko. Chip, we're talking about Sojourn. Hmm. Get your doubts out now. Hmm. Young people in high school preparing for college, right. College students presently.
Right.
Get to this event this weekend. It's going to be from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. That is this Sunday on the Osuna Calvary campus, and we would love to have you here. There's going to be a lot of fun things. There's going to be food trucks. There's going to be great music. There's going to be a blast. So it's not just going to be a serious presentation, but they're not going to pull any punches either.
That's a fact. And it's for anybody really 15 to 24 is really the demo. We're not going to be carting people at the door, you know, checking ID, but that's the idea, Jim. And both speakers are totally legit. I mean, Ben Corson is got more energy than anybody I've ever met in my life. And I talked to him today, and he told me his schedule this week. I said, he'll speak 10 times a week. And he does it emphatically and energetically. He's really a good guy. And as you say, he's John's son, and he just lost his brother recently to a brain tumor. And so he's been through some heartbreak in his life, but he's dedicated himself to the Word of God, and boy, does it show. It really does.
Chip, the pastors that are real that I hear in any church around the country, these are people that have been up against the wall.
Yep.
Their faith has been tested. They have had hardship. You know, I hear stories about Greg Laurie and how he lost his son, and he was in the pulpit when that happened. Yeah. You talk now about Ben and losing his brother. I mean, these are just devastating things, and yet you see these men and women increase their faith.
Well, right, and I mean, someone said God doesn't use a man greatly till he hurts him deeply. And Ben, not only that, but he lost his mother and his sister years apart, but at the same location on a bridge in a car accident.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, it's unimaginable. And, but Ben will light things up. And then Dominic Dunn, who is a pastor, as you say, up in Portland of a huge church, but he was pastor of Calvary Chapel in Maui, tough duty, for about 8 years.
I'd have to hear the audible voice of God to move from Maui to Oregon.
Right. Well, I moved from Maui to California, so I heard God's voice. But, you know, he also went to Oxford University, and this guy's credentials are, he totally speaks the language of the millennials, but he can go to Oxford and he'll debate atheists. I mean, guys at a very high level. And so his book, When Faith Fails, it's just perfect. That's what got me involved with him. My son Jesse knew him when he was pastoring in Portland, and just said he's got it. And so he jumped at the opportunity, and we're hoping that this sojourn model becomes something that will proliferate. But if you're a parent, you know a teenager, 15 to 24, or a young adult in that age demo, let them know about this. I mean, it's free. It's 4 o'clock till 8 this coming Sunday, Jim. As you say, there'll be a fun time. We'll have a DJ and booming music and food and whatnot, but we'll get down to business.
Do you still have some moves when you hear that booming music?
Hey, I'm from Detroit. I am Motown. Come on. Don't mess with me.
I don't know.
Well, now my knees don't agree, but, you know, my heart's in it, Jim.
I'm going to remember that quote, Chip is Motown, for a long time. That's classic.
Right. And my inner child is Motown.
And, you know, you have some kids living here. Daniel's probably listening to this, and he's going to say, Dad, I want a video of you.
Yeah, well.
Motowning it up.
I'll show him. But, yeah, so tell them, and if you happen to be a college student or someone in that age demo right now, we hope you'll come this coming Sunday. It's 4 till 8. Again, it's free on the Calvary campus. Ben Corson and Dominic Dunn.
And your hosts are going to be Cody Byrne from Calvary Chapel and Andrew, and I believe you say his name is Yakis from Sagebrush.
Right.
They're going to be the hosts. And so, again, other churches involved. Calvary is about utilizing the resource of KNKT. Isotope Stadium for Freedom Celebration, our Easter sunrise services. Right. These are all about our Christian community, and we want to do everything we can to bring us all together and support one another and encourage one another. And yet at the same time, we each have a little different focus in terms of mission.
Look, a rising tide raises all the boats. When God's doing a work in a community, he doesn't work through one church. We're thrilled to see what's happened at Copper Point, at Legacy, at Sagebrush. You know, we want to work together. We're not over here, us four and no more. That's why we open up these events, and we want to work with other churches as much as we can, Jim.
Well, I'm one of those products of, I went to a secular university. I'm an old New Mexico Lobo.
There you go.
So when I graduated from El Dorado High School in 1976, I had a really fun time in high school playing basketball. But I had no idea that not even getting on the floor as a freshman, I would come out of the game, or I would come out of the, you know, after sitting on the bench, we'd walk outside and there would be 500 people there. And they would talk to you like you just scored a last second shot and you were the hero of the game and you didn't even get off the end of the bench. So it was a brand new experience. My head inflated about 50 times bigger than it should have been. In fact, I can remember they gave us some tickets for our families. So one day I was acting like a big shot as a freshman, and I walked into the ticket office, and I don't know Marty's last name, but she was a very direct person. I want her to know, if she's listening, that this was really impactful in my life because I was a believer. I said to her, oh, I want this and this and that, and I want my tickets here and this and that. She looked at me and she said, when did you become a bossy, arrogant person? I remember you as a humble kid from El Dorado. And I was so convicted. I literally put my head down and I had tears in my eyes and I'm acting like a jerk because I'm part of the New Mexico Lobos. And boy, we had fun as a New Mexico Lobo. I had great fun in games. The fans here in New Mexico are tremendous. And I tell all my friends from New Mexico State, they're my second favorite team. But when the Lobos and the Aggies are playing, sorry, I'm a Lobo all the way.
There you are. It's a great testimony, Jim, and the impact you had on the team and also through sports broadcasting for how many years?
I was on the air for the Lobos for 14 years.
There you go.
But I also put together a couple of video streaming networks for the New Mexico Activities Association. They now broadcast almost every activity. In fact, down in Portales, New Mexico, they took our program, which at the time was called NMAA-TV, and they identified the technologies and things that would allow their students as part of their curriculum to get involved in broadcasting. And they broadcast everything down there. They broadcast all of their DECA, you know, business debates. They do all their music concerts. They do a lot. And so tremendous kudos to that community. That is, Portales High School's really got it going.
Great. It's fun being with you, Jim, by the way. Appreciate you inviting me into the studio. We're trying to hook up with a friend of ours, Kevin Stark, down in Peru for the second half of the program today.
Kevin is actually a longtime friend of mine as well. I knew him a long time ago. So when we get back, we're going to have missionary Kevin Stark on the line with us. So stay with us right here on KNKT 2.0, ABQ Connect 2.0. We'll be right back after these messages.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Power Ford is known for giving you a better deal and a better experience. We're also known for having one of the largest and most diverse selections of pre-owned vehicles in the state. Plus, every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. That's right, every vehicle, new and pre-owned, gets 100,000 worry-free miles of protection. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. On Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Christians are often ambushed by the struggles we face.
The Christian life, far from being a playground, is so often a battleground.
There's a spiritual battle raging all around you, but you fight under a commanding officer who has never lost a battle.
When the enemy is throwing fiery arrows at you, pull out your sword.
The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Learn the promises of God so that in the battle you go, there's that promise, there's that promise, and you remember the Lord.
We want to help you live in that promised victory every day by sending you three powerful resources. The dynamic music that inspired the teaching series, The War is Over CD, and Breakthrough, the brand new worship album from Battle Drums. Plus, Pastor's Gift Lifestyle Booklet, Jesus Loves the Broken. It's our way to say thanks for your gift to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. So get your copies when you give today. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
Don't put up with bathing in a grungy, mildew-filled bathtub any longer. Your dream shower awaits with a beautiful new shower system from Kohler by Dreamstyle Remodeling. Let us bring you the perfect shower system and transform your bathroom. For a limited time only, save $1,000 off a complete Kohler shower system with 12 months, no money down, no payments, and no interest. As America's most trusted name in bathing, Kohler has been innovating bathrooms since 1883. With professional installation from Dreamstyle Remodeling and superior material by Kohler, you can count on your new shower to be beautiful, durable, and premium quality. Save $1,000 off a complete Kohler shower system by Dreamstyle Remodeling with 12 months, no money down, no payments, and no interest. Call 595-0351 to schedule your in-home consultation or visit DreamStyleShowers.com. That's 595-0351.
The unknown questions about life can get to you, causing untold anxiety. As Skip Heitzig asks,
when fears are mounting up inside of you and they're growing and even feeling like they're going to take over, and you wonder, could I ever move on from this place? Can things ever get any better?
There are two paths you can choose from.
You see, every tomorrow has two handles.
Two handles.
The handle of anxiety and the handle of faith. And every time God keeps a promise, it moves you to grab the handle of faith.
Hotspot. Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com. Even when we mess up, God is there with mercy and forgiveness.
When my sin meets God's sympathy, there's joy and there's confidence and there's assurance.
Enjoy Skip's teachings from the comfort of your home. Add the Skip Heitzig channel to your Roku device.
Do you feel weak? Do you feel powerless? Good. You're a good match for God's strength.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
From the Power Ford Studios, this is Jim Williams and Chip Lusko.
Faith Family Ford.
Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Thanks so much for your sponsorship. We just can't thank you enough. It allows us to talk about life and love as a Christian and talking about dealing with students, getting out of high school, going into college, being on their own, trying to prepare them. We have Sojourn coming up this week, so it's going to be absolutely a lot of fun. Chip Lusko has a special friend of ours online with us.
Okay.
Oh, do we have it?
We're trying to get him. You know, it is, you mentioned the radio evolution of technology, and I'm thrilled about the resurrection, so to speak, of ABQ Connect 2.0, because it's so important we have a local avenue. I missed it. And what Peter did for the many, many years he was here was crucial. And, you know, our tagline is we're live, local, and we love New Mexico. That's so important. We're not a synthesized, homogenized format coming. And that's nothing wrong with that, but I'm glad we have a local voice, Jim.
Well, I'm so glad to be here. It's a lot of fun. I've been in this community my entire life, had several choices to leave. Raised five kids here and had an absolute tremendous experience being in Albuquerque. Have concerns about Albuquerque,
yep,
as we always do. We have concerns about our kids, and we are fighting that battle by putting on Sojourn this weekend from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Please be here if you're between 15 and 24 and you want to talk dealing with things on college campuses, and you're going to have all kinds of objections and things that you're going to face, and it's okay to ask questions, okay to have doubts. It's okay to even feel sometimes like you don't have the faith that you should have.
It's so important to ventilate those things and not keep them, you know, closeted up and then have them sprung on you in class or in your dorm room next fall. Let's just be honest what you're going to face, because in some ways you're going into a lion's den, and you need to be prepared for that. And the Lord will see you through it, but let's not pretend it's going to be easy.
One of the things I know is that you don't lose your intellectual capacity because you're a believer in Jesus.
No.
You know, some people think that, you know, having faith is somehow ignorant. And that is absolutely, you know, so far from the truth. There are brilliant scientists. There are people that absolutely can evaluate science for what it is and know what it is. And they're free to worship God because they see. All you have to do is watch a baby being born. I've watched five children being born, and to not be a believer and watch that happen, I don't even understand that whole thing. But I've heard every argument from evolution to, you know, philosophies on why, you know, Jesus isn't real. And you actually can think through all of those. You can have a perspective and ask questions about how to answer those questions intellectually, spiritually, and feel really good inside that God is living inside of you.
Well, there is some intellectual dishonesty. You know Mark Mathis.
Yes,
remember Mark and,
yes,
and Diane? And he made the film Expelled some years back. That was a monumental movie.
It was.
But it speaks to the very issue we're talking about today, that the principle was that the creationism theory has been expelled from college campuses. And you aren't allowed to get tenure. You're not allowed to publish. You're basically kind of put in isolation if you hold the view of even intentional design or of creationism. that's how it is today, Jim.
And that movie is still available to you, too. If you haven't seen it's a fabulous movie.
Did a great job.
Not going to get you all hyped up like a love comedy or anything, but Mark did such a great job and was right on with all of his premise and did a very good job of documenting that movie very thoroughly.
I was really shocked when he got Richard Dawkins, who is, you know, the cardinal of atheism and agnosticism, and that he gave a clearance in that interview. And he really, when push came to shove with Richard Dawkins, where did we come from? He said, well, maybe the aliens planted us here. I mean, because they're so desperate to have anything but the Christian philosophy, they had to go play the alien card. I mean, really?
That is so funny.
Right?
Why is that? I mean, is that just the way the enemy works? We are going to object to Christianity no matter what.
Well, I think it's intellectual desperation. I think to consider it, it would just be so anathemic to them that they have to go any other way.
And that's why we're talking about Sojourn.
Right.
You're gonna have Ben Corson, who has a fantastic media operation in Hope Generation Media. If you go to his website, he's got podcasts and videos and books and all kinds of things to support why you can be a believer and have be intellectual and not doubt what you're believing. But at the same time, you can have a conversation with God. And you'll talk to Dominic Dunn at our Sojourn presentation this Sunday. And Dominic Dunn is primarily sitting there with his book talking about why it is okay to have doubts and how you can have a conversation with God and other people about things that you want answered. And nobody's going to raise an eyebrow.
Right.
They're going to actually enjoy giving you the answers.
No, I love what he says, that doubt is not unbelief. There's two different things. If you deal with doubt properly, it can be dealt with. But it doesn't necessarily brand you as an unbeliever by any means.
Right. And so it's kind of tongue-in-cheek when you say when faith fails. It really is not something that happens. Faith doesn't really fail. You just start to feel like you're a failure. And what do we all know as being Christians is that's the way we all feel at some point in our lives, particularly when you are a young high school person. So you come out this weekend to Sojourn. It's going to encourage you. It's going to lift you up. And we are excited to have that all together. And now we have our friend Kevin Stark, Kevin, all the way from Peru, on the line. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Kevin, this is Jim Williams. I have to tell a quick story. When I was a Lobo basketball player and you were a Lobo football player, you guys did make fun of us because we were skinny and couldn't lift any weights.
Yeah, it's a day. That was a long time ago. And I think the basketball players are bigger than the football players.
Good. So, Kevin, your ministry is called Team Extreme. Tell us what you're doing down in Peru.
Well, it's quite a historic event. We're joining 10,000 other missionary volunteers from 43 nations, 150 different organizations, here for 10 days, spread out all throughout the nation, and, both sharing the hands-on love of God and proclamation of the gospel. But let me, give you a couple of things that we're doing with these 10,000, and 4,000 of them are internationals. And the other 6,000 are Peruvians, and because we're going to come and go, and they're going to stay here. But they're doing 47 clean water projects, distributing 270,000 meals, 14 Amazon jungle outreaches, going down boats down the Amazon, 14 regional medical clinics, and 100 medical volunteers. And so we're going to been here for a couple of days. We already started school assemblies and meeting with the government, and pretty amazing deal, especially the unity thing of 150 different organizations coming together to reach one nation.
Well, Kevin, that's fantastic. I mean, what a terrific project. But this is not the first one. I caught wind of it from you talking. I think we're up in Montana last summer. And we talked about Honduras, where you did something very similar. You had the endorsement of the government, but tell us how big that was. It was nationwide. And what were some of the ramifications of that outreach?
Yeah, great question. That was his first one, and it actually was a 26-year-old Bible student that sort of got the vision, and he went to meet with the president of Honduras with no staff, no money, but just a word of the Lord and a vision. And the president said yes. And that one was 2,000 missionaries that went for a week. And some of the, it's really good because they're really faithful with the follow-up. And there's a men's conferences, business conferences, try to hit all the spheres. But some of the statistics of that was there was a 30% measurable drop in crime, especially violent crime. And I think there was a 35 for just two of them, 35% of kids graduating from school. Yeah. And obviously the church grew a lot. And I mean, I think they were able to preach the gospel to over a couple of million people and had it live throughout the nation and through Central and South America. And so the gospel works, just getting all these young people and combining or partnering with all the local churches. And it's a real amazing thing that's happening.
Well, you guys should come to New Mexico.
That's right. We need a 30% drop in crime,
well,
Kevin.
It's on the church here, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, they're doing L.A. next year. So they probably beat you out in the crime rate at least a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, they're doing an L.A. sort of deal, the same sort of thing.
Kevin, our listeners, I'm sure, are going to be very intrigued beyond the 10 minutes we can spend with you here the rest of the afternoon. How do they reach you? How do they get in touch with your ministry?
Well, TeamExtremeInternational.com, TeamExtremeIntl.com. You can get a hold of us there. Some of the listeners probably, obviously I was sent out of Calvary. And my wife, Laura, started when there was just five, just Chip and Skip and his wife. And I think another one guy doing radio. And she was doing worship with her sister. And so, yeah, that was my foundation of studying the Word. And then sent out through the missions organization. That was probably a good 30 years ago or 25 years ago.
And I'm dating myself, Kevin, because I saw your now wife and her sister leading worship up at the old, what is now the Kaufman's store up on Eubank when Calvary was in there, and Lisa and Laura were leading worship. And what a blessing they were doing that. It was awesome.
I remember your father-in-law having Italian food, if I'm not mistaken, up in Cedar Crest, right?
She's standing behind me smiling.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Well, they can cook up some fixins with that Italian food stuff.
What's your part? Are you doing presentations with your team? Are you bending stuff and eating phone books or whatever?
The last, they're doing school assemblies. I think they're going to be doing the whole event. There's over 3,000 school assemblies in the nation. Wow. They're in some type of community outreaches. And then I think they're distributing 1.7 million books, Bibles, and right now, the last day on the 29th, if your audience can pray, is there's 10 stadium events happening in 10 different regions all in the same night. So if you've ever set up a stadium event, just one is difficult, but they've got the 10 biggest stadiums in 10 different states in the nation. And from 5 till 9 o'clock, they'll be preaching the gospel all over the nation. So, and showing it on TV. So quite an exciting event.
Kevin,
so we'll be preaching. I'll be preaching, and Team Extreme will be performing. We're in a place called Huancayo. It's at over 10,000 feet, and it's really beautiful here, but the altitude's getting me down a little bit. So, yeah.
Well, we will absolutely be praying for you, and we wish you the best on that. Kevin, tell me how many years you've been doing this. How long have you been in the mission field?
Well, you guys know, but I was a strength and conditioning coach with the Lobos, New Mexico, for a number of years. And then it's been about 30 years. It really dates me. But we've gone to over 70 nations around the world and almost every state in the U.S. and done shows at Calvary, done shows in the pit a few years ago. And we almost did every city in New Mexico probably about 7 years ago. We did a sweep of New Mexico, preaching the gospel, using athletes and dancers and stuff that's relevant for non-believers that will come and watch and hear the good news.
Tell me what you do, or maybe I should ask Laura this. Why is she still putting up with you?
Because he loves Jesus.
Amen. There we go. Only Jesus. I don't know. I've dragged her around the world. five or six times. So
I have to be honest, it hasn't been easy, but God's been faithful.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Tell me about your children.
Wow. Well, we just married off two and 13 months. So Sasha got married to a worship leader and in Kansas City, and then Savannah did a destination wedding, and Sasha's 29 now and Savannah's 27. And they did the wedding in Italy. So obviously Laura and her family are all Italian. That was our first time to Italy. So it was a wonderful experience. And then Michael, he is 24 now and he lives single, and they're all doing ministry, all loving Jesus. He lives in Huntington Beach. And so not a Skip's old stomping grounds. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, tell me, how has the audience changed over the years, the high school assemblies, as far as their response and reacting to the gospel, or have they changed?
Well, I mean, back in the day, we could preach the gospel and even do altar calls in school assemblies. Now, a lot of schools, you have to sign a waiver that you're not going to say anything about God. But, you know, we just share our hearts. We have a lot of young people that have had turnarounds in their life. You know, we're in a real dark area of their lives, and that's just still relevant to young kids. And then we invite all the kids to come to evening show. And obviously you want to be relevant, but not so relevant that you don't preach the gospel, you know. And they still respond. Doesn't matter if you're in the Middle East or in the U.S. or down in, because the gospel works. You know, I think sometimes people say, well, that doesn't work anymore. But if you're preaching the gospel, it always works. So we still get great responses. So we'll get, 10 to 20% responding to altar calls. And always the difficulty in all that stuff is just, you know, great follow-up and the church rising up. But it's still amazing. It's still amazing every altar call I give and just see people coming down to the altar crying and looking for peace and looking for a savior. So change some, but not a whole lot. I think the same message, different methods sometimes to reach the young people.
Kevin, what kind of language barriers are you faced? Do you have somebody interpreting for you when you do your presentations?
Yeah, I mean, we're here in Peru, and obviously we're going to be doing a stadium event on Saturday, and we have, you know, we have 9 different teams out today doing school assemblies, and Peruvians are really good with translators, and they'll bring 8 or 10 different translators to work with our teams. And the Peruvians are part of the team. They're doing dances and sharing their testimonies. We really feel like it's important that it's an indigenous thing, and it's not just a bunch of Westerners coming in, blowing in and blowing out, but you really using the local people where they feel lifted up, and they are the ones that are preaching the gospel. So, yeah, a lot of translators. And you know, if nobody's around, you just pull out a language app and do your best.
Kevin Stark on the phone with us here at ABQ Connect. Jim Williams, Chip Lesko speaking with Kevin Stark with Team Extreme. He's in Peru and want to ask all of our listeners to pray for he and Laura and the rest of their team as they have this massive event going on. We're sure a lot of people are going to get saved. And Kevin, last question. We have just a few more seconds left, but are you still doing a lot of training yourself physically? I mean, I remember watching you tear phone books and bend steel bars, or are you leaving that to the young guys?
Yeah, I'm sort of phasing out this year. You know, I can get away with it in a foreign country because they're just excited about the event. So I'm sort of just going more doing, you know, campaigns and events where just preaching the straight up gospel. A lot of times our young guys are preaching the gospel. We got to make room for this next generation.
Amen. And, Kevin, thanks for joining us. Laura, you too. All the blessings to you. You're with ABQ Connect. Join us tomorrow. We'll be back with some more great guests. Good afternoon.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.